Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Oh, there it is! Woo! That was a good poppy pop, pop, pop.
That, was good. A legit one. That was the real McCoy.
Oh, so cool. So refreshing.
You know those sounds. It means Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle's in the building. Kevin, welcome into old school.
Gentlemen, how we doing? We're live on the radio again, right? We're not streaming.
We're back.
Boy, the Royals are hotter than a $5 pistol, aren't they? Good night.
Raise the celebratory glass.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
That doesn't look like a deep lager, but it looks still tasty.
So, in sticking with the
come on, my boy,
Masters Week, we are going with the golf theme, and this is from Divots Brewing in Norfolk, Nebraska, and it's called their Crushable Kolsch, which is a German-style Kolsch beer, which is a lager. They come in at a smooth 4.9% ABV.
Smooth.
And
not smooth, smooth.
Smooth?
Yeah, smooth.
Like DJ Smooth.
Like DJ Smooth. Yes. Is that how it's going to taste?
Let's give her a try, and you can tell me.
Salut.
Oh, yeah. Crushable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a
golfing
beer.
This is a true patio pounder right here.
Yeah, that's you fill your cooler full of those on the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
That's some swing
lube. It's not super hoppy,
no.
But it's very tasty.
Clean, crisp.
Yeah, clean, crisp.
Nice and cold.
Cool.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We're bringing the golf flavor today.
Feels like a great beer for like a day like today where it's nice, it's breezy. You can just sit outside, just relax.
It is more than breezy.
It's flat out windy.
It's been insane.
It's
flat
out insane. Yeah. It was blowing my car
sturdy,
halfway across.
I am not.
It was blowing my car.
I had to dig my feet in to get here today.
Blow away like a paper bag.
Pretty much.
In the breeze.
Katy Perry had that song, Firework. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Oh, yeah.
Through the wind, wanting to start again.
There you go.
Darn near me.
You're that guy. Well, good thing you keep a narrow profile. You don't have a lot of wind resistance, so.
Right. Very aerodynamic.
Right.
Sometimes it's a blessing, sometimes it's a curse.
You're like cottonwood without the leaves on it.
There you go. Kevin, you ever hit
really
a hole
good.
In one?
I'm sorry?
You ever hit a hole in one?
No, I have not. I've come very, very, very close.
Like how close is very, very, very close?
Inside of 6 inches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, and that's where the ball came to rest. That wasn't like I went
hit
by
it
the
there.
Hole. No, yeah. it stopped 6 inches next to the hole.
I've hit the flag. Like, so it bounces, hits the flag, and then it goes, 5 feet.
Yeah.
I've did what Kevin did, where it's sitting like, if the wind was blowing just a little bit more, it's a few revolutions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Revolutions. Yeah. I almost said revelation. Revolutions, and it's in. So I'm salty because I go up there and I take a picture of it, and I'm like, you little sucker. Go. And then I went in. I walk up. Because you have those shots, Kev, where you hit it and you hit it on the button. And you knew it was, yes. You're like, get there. Get down. Yeah. And it's freaking 10 feet over the green. You know what I mean? It's like just the wrong club. You hit it right at the flag. It's literally on path to the flag. It's just over.
I think I've had probably a dozen eagles in my life. The shot you were talking about earlier that just nuzzled up, that's what they call the Fidel Castro.
Tell me why.
Because it needed one more revolution.
Oh, yeah, bro. I'm that's good to know because I need to call that. Now, it's good when you're playing skins because that's tap in, baby. Matter of fact, you don't even have to tap that in. We inside the leather.
Yeah.
If you're inside leather, you good.
You good? All right. Even on a birdie.
Even on a birdie.
All right.
No, they might make you put it out. It depends on who you're playing with.
It depends on who you're playing with. Yeah. I play with some nefarious characters sometimes, and
you have to watch them when
Shady?
They go in the woods.
Yeah.
Or just
Oh yeah.
Here it is.
Oh yeah. And my father's the worst. My father's the biggest golf cheater in the world.
Mm. Like how bad?
Oh, like fluffing up his lie in the rough. Pretending he found his ball when he didn't, foot wedge, you name it, and then he'll go like, hey, you only beat me by 2 shots. I'm like, well, really, I beat you by about 10. but you cheat. So, you know, but that's just the old man always trying to needle his kid. You know, that's just how it is.
Do you go golfing with does your son join you ever?
Sometimes he never really got the golf bug. He played select baseball growing up and he's a big dude. He's 6'4", like 235, 240.
Ooh.
And so when he takes a rip, I mean, he can bomb it, but it's everywhere.
And, he sprays it.
Yeah. Hits it to all fields.
And the baseball in him. Exactly. And he has the touch of a sewer rat. It just does. But he's fun to play with.
Nice. Kolsch. Does that word mean something?
It does. So it is a German style lager, and it has something to do with the type of malts that they brew it with. And what's interesting is that they brew it under what's called the German purity law. And basically what that law says is the only thing you can make your beer from is hops, grain, water, and yeast. That's it.
Mm.
And so it can be difficult because there's no other product or ingredient or anything like in the brew to cover up any mistakes. Mm. So you have to be really, really competent. You have to be really, really clean and sterilized. But that's the way the Germans are. They're very type A. So, and so what's interesting is that, you know, on the surface, these beers are more simplified, because they don't have all these, you know, four different types of hops and triple fermentation, back in the boil type thing. It's just they're very simplified beers, but they take a lot longer to make than a pale ale would. They'll take up to, you know, 5, 6, 7 weeks to ferment out completely. So, it's almost sort of a dichotomy that this is simpler, the beer, the more difficult it is to make.
Are they the Mac football of beers?
That's fair to say. I mean, it's fundamental.
Yeah.
It's sound. It's executed with precision, but it's not fancy.
Right.
Is that the analogy you're going for?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to describe it as Iowa football because that's boring. It's like really good defense, but it's really bad on the other end. Like there's nothing offensive about Mac football.
It's entertaining, but probably not the most complex in style of play. So yeah, I can dig that.
Fair enough.
So all right, the wine
juices. Hit us.
So this is from a winery called Viña Robles, and they are from Paso Robles in it's the central
Cali.
Yeah,
I know that place.
Yeah, central Cali.
Paso Robles. Yeah,
yeah, and it's probably the fastest
central Cali. I used to live in Lompoc.
Okay,
in Vandenberg, Santa Maria.
You're right there, San Ynez. Yeah, Santa Barbara.
Come on, man.
Paso.
Yeah, Paso Robles. I was like, wait a minute, I know that place.
You probably downed a few Daddy Pops in that region.
Man, yeah.
All right,
man. Yeah.
So,
look it up. Napoleon Kaufman, my guy.
Yeah, there you go. I remember him.
You remember him?
Yes, I do.
A lot of people don't remember Napoleon. Napoleon was
legit.
Tough.
Yeah,
he was tough for the Raiders. Yeah. All right, sorry. I didn't mean to go.
No, you're good. So Paso Robles made a golf-themed beer, and it's called Four. And F-O-R-E, obviously. And it's what they call their estate reserve blend. It's got a picture of a Ben Hogan looking type figure on the front with a persimmon wood in his hands.
The legs are
amazing. This is a blend of Cabernet, Petite Syrah, and Petite Verdot. And Petite Verdot is not a varietal you see out of California very often. Petite Syrah is. But what's interesting is that it started to gain in popularity in the late 80s. And people thought it was Old Vine Syrah. And come to find out, it's not related to Syrah at all. It's actually an Italian, sort of what they would deem the peasant grape. And it's a grape called Duriff. And I really, really like them. And it's one of the few grape varietals that continues to get better the older it gets. And so
it ages like a fine wine.
But what's interesting with the way the vines behave is that they'll get these great big gnarly trunks on them. It looks like something out of, like a Halloween movie, and they will produce fewer clusters of grapes, and the berries are actually smaller, but they get this really thick skin on them, so they can leave them on the vine longer than what would be typical, and so it really, really concentrates the juice. And so some of these vines are in excess of 120 years old.
Wow.
And not every grapevine works that way, but Petite Syrah is one of them. And so you blend it with the Cab, you blend it with the Petite Syrah, you blend it with the Petite Verdot, and it creates a dark, rich red wine, spicy.
Yeah.
You get the big black cherry fruit up front.
Yeah,
And, you know, it's kind of like you say four straight to the dome.
Yeah, the legs are amazing, too.
Yeah, it's got some some viscosity.
Yeah, no question.
It's dark. It's you cannot see through it.
How did they discover that the Verdot would work here if it's not a common enough grape usually?
Well, because it works in Bordeaux, France, where Cabernet Sauvignon originates. So in Bordeaux, which is the southwest part of the country, there are what they call the five noble varietals. So it's Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Petite Verdot, Malbec, and Cabernet Franc. And basically, Merlot and Cabernet sort of dominate the blend. Usually, basically the region is divided into two parts, separated by the Gironde River, and it's kind of shaped like a banana. And so when you're on the left side of the river, the vineyards are further up north, and the soil types are more suitable for Cabernet. When you get a little further south, you jump to the right side of the river, and those soil types are more suitable for Merlot. So on the left side, you're usually talking about 50% Cab, 40% Merlot, and then about 10% of the other three. On the right side, they're almost like 75-80% Merlot, and then maybe 20% of the other four. So they knew that it would work, but it's generally a blending type of a grape, not necessarily a grape that you would make a wine as the principal varietal of, although they do, but it's pretty rare.
Varietal of. My bad.
So it's a connective piece. It's a
varietal
role player.
It's a variety.
It's not typically the star. Is that fair to say? It's
exactly.
A role player?
Yeah, it's a role player. It adds some backbone. It adds some tannin. It adds some structure. It adds some color. But by itself, it can be a little bitter, be a little rustic, and not that smooth. So you want it to add a little kick, not necessarily be the star player.
Dang, I wish they had that. I'll be in first class tonight, and I wish I had that I was sipping on, that kind of Cabernet. They give you that garbage.
They give you that stuff out of a can or
straight garbage.
Well,
it don't have that viscosity on it.
It doesn't.
You need to go get that four. I don't care what anybody says. Is it part of the Spring Bling?
Spring Bling's done, but this is no schlock. These are not cheap. This is a $36 bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm. It tastes
but
like it.
It drinks like to me like a 60 or 70. Mm-hmm. It is legit, and it's no rich without being edgy. It's smooth. Ooh. And it has just a great mouthfeel to it.
Don't have that to
that
it, but
punch.
It has that. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, it's almost like you take a sip and you don't even want to swallow it because it's just you just want to hold it there for a little while.
It has that Austin, you know, about to have another one, like DJ Khaled.
Another one.
Like, you give this to the wife, it might be another one.
The Crushable Kolsch strikes me as Waste Management Open, just out there all day having a good time.
Right.
Is this a Masters type of wine, or open wine? Where's the fit?
The Masters dinner. Mm. You know, the champion creates the menu for all the other past champions.
Yeah.
This would be suitable on that table.
I agree. It's that good.
Sure is. Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle. Thanks for stopping in as always.
Appreciate you, fellas. Thank you.
13th and South, check them out. Even though the spring wine sale's done, they still have good deals. Again, 13th and South, Meyer's Cork and Bottle. We'll throw it to break. Jay Foreman with Old School on the other side.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.